Well, hopefully in 2 weeks we get nothing but Sergeant Sunshine, because the U Sport Challenge Group is having their golf outing. Should be a lot of fun. And here to tell us all about that and the organization itself, Chris Scar with Youth Challenge Sports, joining us here in studio. Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Bull. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to get into the golf outing here in a little bit and see if we can't sway Mother Nature to cooperate with you a little bit 2 weeks from today over at Avon Oaks Country Club. But for those that don't know much about the organization, tell us all about Youth Challenge Sports.
Right. Youth Challenge was founded in 1976 because of a need in the community to provide sports, recreation, arts to children who had physical disabilities. It was founded in Fairview Park. We now serve all of Northeast Ohio, Greater Cleveland. We have a pretty significant presence here in Lorain County. What we do is about 350 to 400 programs a year after school. In the summer, we turn into a summer camp. But we want to give kids with physical disabilities the opportunity to that they may not have to go to the local rec center, join a sports team. We provide that at Youth Challenge, whether it's sports or arts or recreation. And by far, the most positive thing we do is we provide a social outlet. Every child who comes to Youth Challenge between the age of 4 and 25 is paired one-on-one with a teen volunteer. So it normalizes what sometimes can be a difficult situation having a physical disability.
And I think that's interesting because, you know, this organization does so much more than just help out those that have some sort of a physical disability. You mentioned the interaction, you know, the social interaction is a really big part of this. And I know part of what you guys certainly promote is not necessarily just what is done for those with physical disabilities, but a lot of what's done with teenagers who interact with a lot of these folks and seem like they have a great time doing it. And I know the volunteer work is what you guys are really proud of as well.
It's changed my life. I started when I was 12. I walked down the street, needed a place to volunteer to get some service hours at the Catholic school I was attending. And, you know, that carried on to a life of helping professions. So here I am today, Youth Challenge. Once it gets in your blood, it's a great thing. We have 500 teen volunteers, and they tend to sign up maybe because they have to fulfill some service hours for school. They stick around to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of hours of service for kids, and they get more exposure, more quality time that is so integral in developing who they are as they grow older. And for many, including myself and many of our staff at Youth Challenge and hundreds of others, it's going to dictate their choice of profession. So we see a lot of doctors, therapists, teachers coming out of the ranks of Youth Challenge's teen volunteers.
And you guys have so many different programs as well. I thought that was really fascinating, looking at some of the programs you guys have on your website. You know, you guys have just about anything you can think of. You were telling us on Saturday, you were doing what? Paddle boarding? What were you doing?
So Saturday, we had a group in Kent, hand cycling.
Hand cycling, that's
yeah. So that's going to be great for those participants who have cerebral palsy or maybe are amputees. You are using only your upper body to power a cycle. And we did 17 miles on Saturday on some really nice trails in Portage County. But that's pretty normal. On Wednesdays in the morning in the summer, you can find our group run and rolling at Clegg Park in Westlake. We do it in Lorain County. In the spring and in the fall at North Ridgeville at South Central Park. We'll be hand cycling. Some will be hand cycling. Some will be fishing. Some will be hitting golf balls in the woods. You know, you name it, we find a way to do it.
I frequently hit golf balls in the woods. You know, I got a nasty slice, so I'm always going off into the woods. So you mentioned all these wonderful programs that you guys have. Has that really expanded over the years? Because it seems like you guys have a ton, and there really is something for everybody.
You know, we serve all of Northeast Ohio, and we know that there are children in, say, Lorain County, in Lorain, in Elyria, in Oberlin, who can benefit from Youth Challenge, who don't know about Youth Challenge. So, yeah, we've expanded because we're always looking for the next kid who could truly benefit from what we offer at YC, which is certainly an outlet to, you know, physical activity. That's great. Everyone, we want active lifestyles. We want also a really healthy social relationship with others. And it is the grim reality that sometimes, despite someone's disability, they may find themselves isolated, whether it's at school or in their community. And Youth Challenge totally breaks that mold. And, you know, we take normal, you know, joining a sports team, being with friends and peers, we take normal and we make that exceptional. It's the best experience that a child could have, regardless of disability.
We're speaking with Chris Garr with Youth Challenge. He's joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come around to that golf outing in a couple of weeks. But you guys do something cool on your website also. You have an alumni page. Right. And I know you guys do a really awesome job of spotlighting what some of your alumni are up to. And I know that's something you guys have to be awfully proud of. You mentioned that a lot of the kids that you deal with, they're ages 4 to 25. But mm-hmm. one of the coolest things for you has to be when you watch them leave the nest, so to speak, right. and go on and still do some wonderful things.
We take our young adults, so you know, Youth Challenge, you know, for those who are age 16 to 25, they're part of a youth empowerment and leadership program, YELP. We bring them on college visits. We expose them to all of those beneficial things as they go forward, as they become independent, so that they are confident living independently, going to away to college, leaving the nest, as you said. That might be driving. It might be joining a fitness center. You know, we want to make sure that they can navigate adulthood well. And by and large, they've been able to navigate adulthood well. And they certainly are not shy about coming back to give back to Youth Challenge. We also have a young professionals group, YP for YC, and we have alumni participants and alumni volunteers come back. They put on special events, they help raise money and awareness for what we do at Youth Challenge. That's really important. You know, we need to fundraise. Every service we provide at Youth Challenge is free, and we provide transportation for every participant for free, and that's really important.
And that's one of the reasons why the golf outing is important, and we're going to come around to that here in just a second, but you alluded to this, the Young Professionals for Youth, which I think is really kind of cool. Give us an idea as to what that program's all about.
So, you know, they are professionals. It can be a networking program, and they sponsor a couple really key events throughout the year. We understand that young professionals don't always have a ton of disposable income. So, you know, a golf outing or an annual benefit might be a little out of their price point, them, their peers, those who they work with, the 20-somethings and 30-somethings. But, you know, coming to in March to Bratz Beer and Brackets at, you know, $25 gets you in the door, and it's a great night of fun in our gym, and we auction off, you know, the 64 NCAA tournament teams. That's a good time, but probably most significant is that small group of alumni joined alumni participants to plan and implement, to reach out, to get donations, and to bring people to the event. So we've got 100 alumni and friends of Youth Challenge in our gym, and like everything we do at Youth Challenge, it's super high energy. We love to call it that organized chaos, but everyone is there for the right reason to benefit our programming.
I like that. So not only are they really kind of encompassing all of what we mentioned at the beginning of the interview too, but this also kind of teaches them the fundraising end of things also, mm-hmm. which a lot of them find out later on in life, you've got to have that ability. I think it doesn't matter what aspect of work you get into. If you could fundraise, there are a lot of people that are certainly going to put you up very, very high on the list. Well, this golf outing sounds like an absolute blast. Avon Oaks Country Club in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. What are the details on the golf outing?
I can't guarantee perfect weather, but I can guarantee a very good time despite any weather that we may have. That golf outing, as you said, Monday, June 24th at Avon Oaks Country Club. We are looking for golfers who want to enjoy 18 holes of golf, a great lunch, good food, a lot of drinks, as many drinks as you like, some games and raffles and all that stuff that comes with an excellent golf outing. But you're going to be golfing. You're going to meet some of our Youth Challenge participants. Some of the kids who are from Lorain County are going to be out there. We do a lot of golf at Youth Challenge as an activity, adaptive golf. So, you know, come meet. You meet some of the kids, see what they can do. Get your buddies. Get a foursome together. enjoy the day. It's a great golf course, a beautiful venue at Avon Oaks. And in the end, you're supporting a local nonprofit who provides a lot of excellent free services for people all around Greater Cleveland and specifically in Lorain County for this group.
Very good stuff. Again, I think that's the important point to hit on. I mean, you're going to have a great time, but you're also going to contribute to a wonderful cause as well. Chris, before we let you go, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information, not only on the golf outing itself, but also to learn more about what you guys do, where can they go to get that?
Of course, our webpage is the best place, youthchallengesports.com. So that's youthchallengesports.com. You can find Youth Challenge on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at YCSports1976. Or you could just give us a call. We're happy to talk you through the golf outing and to help you to register, 440-892-1001.
Very cool stuff. Well, Chris, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for coming in studio, and hopefully the weather 2 weeks from today is much, much different than what we have looking out the studios right now. It's pretty gloomy out there. Hopefully you get some more sunshine in 2 weeks.
We'll have sunshine metaphorically or in reality, hopefully.
Very good stuff. Chris, thanks again for stopping in.
Thanks, Bull.